This conference will now be recorded.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We would like to call to order our meeting of the Accessibility Advisory Council. Today is August the 8th, 2023. It is 2 p.m. We will begin by calling roll, and council members please answer by saying here. Joe Delvecchio?
Here.
Thank you. Sylva Miller?
Here.
Oh, thank you, Sylva. Beth Meyer?
Here.
Paul Bixney? Allison Klein? Dan DiAranzetta?
Here.
Thank you. And Darlene Wible-Crowe. We do have four members of the seven that does give us a quorum. Next, we would like to approve the agenda as posted if there's no recommended changes. Council members, we need a motion and a second.
Sylva Miller moved to approve the agenda as distributed.
Thank you. All those in favor, please vote by saying aye.
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 Thank you. Let's make sure our phones are unmuted. And as you all know, we can hear everything in the background. If you would be mindful of that and mute your lines or keep quiet those things that are happening in your background. I'm Marlita Peters. I'll help facilitate your meeting today. We have Mo Madani, Tom Campbell, Jim Hambers, Justin Vogel are all staff members on the line, and I see that we have Mr. Jim Schock, our commission chairman, on the line as well. Next, we would like to review and approve the previous minutes of the 8th of 2023. If there are no recommended corrections or changes. Motion?
This is Sylva Miller. I move approval of the June 8th minutes.
Thank you. Hi, this is Darlene. I'm here.
Thank you, Darlene. For approving the previous minutes, Darlene. Do we have a second?
Thank you.
Council members, we need a second on the motion to approve the previous minutes.
This is Beth Meyer. I second.
Thank you, Beth. Next, we have the Commission's actions of June 23rd waiver applications. Mr. Madani?
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Madani. The Commission action on the three waivers, which was taken up at the last meeting, for 609, your action was to grant based on historical nature. However, the commission mainly changed that to say that a waiver for vertical accessibility to the second floor is granted to the extent that it has been made necessary, and that's because there was no work involved in that waiver application, so there's nothing to be triggered at that point with regard to the accessibility. That's the only difference with regard to the other two, 605 and 592. The action of the commission were consistent with your action on these two waivers. Thank you.
Thank you. Records show now that we do have five members present of the seven. And let's check one more time. Yes.
Sorry, excuse me. This is Justin Vogel. I was just going to say, when you were calling for a second for the minutes, I don't believe that you actually took a vote or asked if there was any discussion for that.
I'm sorry. Thank you. So on the minutes, the previous minutes of June 8th, 2023, we do have a motion and a second to approve as posted.
All in favor, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. The motion stands. Next, we would like to review our applications for waivers, beginning with Southern Grounds waiver number 608. Mr. Sellers, are you on the line?
No.
Chip Sellers?
You're muted. No, Chip. Try it again.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
I hear you now. Thank you.
Yes. Yes, Mr. Hammers had me muted. So.
Thank you.
All righty. Southern Grounds Waiver 608. The issue is vertical accessibility to the second floor. Project type is alteration to an existing building or facility. Project progress and plan review. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to the second floor of a historic two-story office building built in 1941 with 5,394 square feet. The applicant is proposing to convert the building from an office building to a coffee shop. According to the applicant, the proposed coffee shop will be designed to accommodate the chef-driven coffee shop with a full commercial kitchen. The first floor will house a commercial kitchen, coffee bar, dining, seating, and accessible restrooms. And the second floor will contain a small space for customer seating, additional restrooms, and a storage area in addition. All functions that exist on the second floor will be available on the ground floor for equal access. The project cost is $1,172,794.63 for the alteration. The alteration will consist of interior framing, mechanical, electrical, plumbing, new finishes, and fixtures. According to the Florida Department of State, the above reference property is listed on the National Registry of Historical Places as a contributing resource to the downtown St. Petersburg Historical District, and the full compliance with the requirements for vertical accessibility would threaten or destroy the historical significance of the said building. The applicant has provided documentation confirming the historical significance of the property. Staff recommends granting request for waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of the historical nature of the property.
Thank you. Do we have anyone representing this property, Southern Grounds, on the line that would like to speak? If so, please unmute your phone. Hearing none, counsel, back to you for discussion nor motion.
I'm going to move that we grant the waiver on grounds of the historic nature of the property. Thank you.
This is Silo Miller. I'll second.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion by council members? Hearing none, all of those in favor of the motion to grant based on historical nature, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. The motion stands. Our next property is Old School Square Office Suites, waiver number 631. Mr. Sellers?
The issue is vertical accessibility to the second floor. The alteration project type is an alteration to an existing building or facility. Project progress and plan review. Compliance estimate and amount spent on accessible features equals $34,100. Project construction costs and construction over the past 3 years is $9,700 with a 352% economic hardship threshold. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to an existing two-story office building with 3,000 square feet. The proposed alteration will consist of installing an accessible ramp and restriping the pavement area. The project cost is $9,700 for the alteration. The applicant has submitted two cost estimates of $27,900 and $35,000 for a lift. Applicant alleges substantial financial costs will be incurred by the owner if the waiver is denied. Staff recommends granting the request for waiver from vertical accessibility on the grounds of economic hardship.
Thank you. Do we have anyone representing Old School Square on the line that would like to speak?
Yes, my name is Larry Snyder. I'm an architect and accessibility consultant and was hired by the client to assist in the waiver. And we do have a presentation to make, a PDF or PowerPoint presentation. I don't know if Mr. Hammers will be able to allow us to control the screen.
We're working on it. Larry, just a moment, please. I believe you should have control.
All right, can you see what we've got up on the screen?
Yes, sir. Request for waiver.
Okay. Let me see if I can get this out of the way. There we go. This is a request for a waiver from vertical accessibility for the BW Old School Square LLC. Under the Florida State Statute 553512, the Florida Building Commission shall provide a grant a waiver upon a determination of unnecessary, unreasonable, or extreme hardship, provided such waivers shall not violate federal accessibility laws and regulations and shall be reviewed by the Accessibility Advisory Council. If the applicant for a waiver demonstrates economic hardship in accordance with 28 CFR Section 36.403 (f)(1), a waiver shall be granted. Under the requirements of the Florida Statute 553509, there are this part of the Americans with Disability Act standards for accessibility design do not relieve the owner of any building, structure, or facility governed by this part from the duty to provide vertical accessibility to all levels above and below the occupiable grade, regardless of whether the standards require an elevator to be installed in such buildings, except for, and then there's the exception that we have from this statute. The project in question is the construction of an accessible ramp. No work is being performed within the building. However, the client is requesting that the waiver be taken a look at. The ramp work will cost $9,700. Cost of installing a lift will be $52,500. We're going to show how we got to that $52,500 versus the number different as proposed by staff. Under Section 202.4.1, disproportionate cost, under the Floor Accessibility Code, it states that alterations made to provide an accessible path of travel, the altered area will be deemed disproportionate to the overall alteration when the cost exceeds 20% of the cost of the alteration to the primary function area. When you're looking at Floor Accessibility Code requirements, Section 202.4.2, accessible features in the event of disproportionality. There's a priority list to be given. One, an accessible entrance. Two, an accessible route to the altered area. At least one accessible restroom for each sex. Accessible telephones. Accessible drinking fountains. And when possible, additional accessible elements. The 2010 ADA standard requirements under 36.403(f)(1), these same items of the 20% rule and the installation of those specific items and the choice of order and what you need to have, specifically an accessible entrance. In looking at the project drawings, in the upper left-hand side, you'll see the area where the ramp is being constructed. The photo on the bottom right-hand side shows the ramp that's being done. So this is dealing with accessibility, and this is being provided to provide access into the facility. This is the first floor plan, which is an existing office building that's there. The project costs in dealing with this, the exterior concrete ramp with aluminum white powder coating, the seal coat and grease piping, and the installation of a lift are as follows. The ramp is going to cost $6,200. The seal coat and restriping is $3,500, which gets you to the $9,700. The lift, as noted, was one of the quotes was $35,000, and the other one was $27,900. In addition to just the cost of the lift, there's the cost for the structural engineer for modifications to the second floor to allow for the lift of $5,000. the labor and materials to open the second floor open for lift with finishes $8,000 and electrical work of $4,500. Since the gross project budget is $9,700 and 100% of this cost relates to accessibility compliance issues, 20% of the project budget would be the $1,940. Cost for the accessibility elements right now is $9,700, which is the construction of the ramp, which far exceeds the 20% requirement. If you add in the cost of the lift of $52,500 to the cost towards providing accessibility features, would then be $62,200. This far exceeds the required 20%. As the staff analysis said by Mr. Chip Williams, you noted the project cost, and the staff recommendation is to grant the request for the waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of economic hardship. So thank you for your time. If you have any questions, please, we're ready to answer those. And thank you for allowing us to have access to the screen.
Council members, do you have any clarifying questions for Mr. Schneider or Mr. Sellers?
Yes, please. This is Sila. So just to clarify, and I think I understand, this is only asking for the waiver for the lift to the second floor, not for the ramp and the striping and all that. You all plan to do that. You just are asking not to have to put the lift in. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. That is correct. It's just for the ramp. It's just for the vertical accessibility to the second floor. There is an accessible
thank you, sir.
Toilet room. Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Members, any
this is
questions?
Sila. Sorry.
One moment, Sila. Any other questions from council members? Anyone from the public?
Mr. Gervasio, I have a comment.
But now it's just clarifying questions, so let's wait just a second till we bring it back to the TAC, Mr. Delvecchio.
Okay, thank you.
I had a clarifying questions at the moment. Hearing none, Mr. Delvecchio, your comments?
I just wanted to thank Mr. Schneider for that analysis. It made it a lot clearer. I wish there were others that were looking for granted waivers to do the same. I'm going to go ahead and make a waiver that the waiver be granted on the grounds of economic hardship. Thank you.
So we have a motion to grant this waiver based on economic hardship. Sila, I believe you were about to name. You want to make a second?
This is Darlene. I'll make a second.
Darlene, go ahead. Thank you. Any further discussion by council members? All those in favor of the motion to grant, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Aye. Thank you. The motion stands. Our third property is Novak Cornwell Building Waiver Number 627. Mr. Sellers?
Yes, the issue is vertical accessibility to the second floor. The project type is an alteration to an existing building or facility. Project progress is under design. Compliance estimate and amount spent on accessible features is $60,310. Project cost and construction over the past 3 years is $170,953 with an economic hardship threshold of 35%. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to the second floor of an existing boarding house for women with 5,360 square feet. The proposed alteration will consist of changing the use of the existing building into an art center housing an art studio in the second floor, renovating the interior of the building, adding two new accessible restrooms, and providing for an accessible path to the principal street. The project cost is $170,953. For the alteration with $5,310 towards accessibility. The applicant has submitted two estimates of $85,000 and $55,000 for an elevator. applicant alleges substantial financial costs will be incurred by the owner if the waiver is denied. Staff recommends granting the request for a waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of economic hardship.
Thank you. Do we have anyone representing this property on the line? Novak Cornwell?
Michael Dunlap, architect, from the architect of record for the renovation. I wanted to clarify that the 1912 building that includes 5,360 square feet is equally divided between two floors. However, the renovation itself is limited to the ground floor, and that's why it's a relatively low construction cost, and why we're would incur a substantial financial cost to try to put an elevator in. I think it meets the criteria of the 20% rule, and the second floor, to clarify the use there, it would be 6 to 8 art studios, and all of it is A3 assembly use on both floors. But all work, all renovation work, is the ground floor only. The second floor is in good shape electrically, mechanically, heating and cooling works, but the ground floor needs a bit more. So I concur with the staff that the request should be approved, and we can get on with our day.
Thank you, Mr. Dunlap. Council members, do we have any clarifying questions for either Mr. Dunlap or Mr. Sellers? Hearing none, do we have anyone from the public with questions or comments? Members, back to you for discussion and or motion.
This is Darlene. I make a motion to grant vertical acceptability, or the waiver for vertical acceptability on the basis of economic hardship.
Thank you. And the second?
Sila Miller will second.
Thank you, Sila. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion to grant this waiver based on economic hardship, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. The motion stands. Our fourth property today is Carlos Miranda, waiver number 628. Mr. Sellers.
The issue is vertical accessibility to the second floor. The project type is an alteration to an existing building or facility. The project progress and plan review. A compliance estimate amounts to accessible features is $55,480. The project construction cost of construction over the past 3 years is $24,500 with an economic threshold of 226%. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to the second floor of a warehouse with 8,857 square feet. Portion of the second floor of the existing warehouse is currently used as a private office for the owner. The proposed alteration will consist of upgrading the windows, adding a new bathroom on the second floor for use by the owner, and adding a new exterior deck. The project cost is $24,500 for the alteration. The applicant has submitted two cost estimates of $90,000 and $55,400. $480 for a lift. The applicant alleges substantial financial costs will be incurred by the owner if the waiver is denied. Staff recommends granting the request for a waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of economic hardship.
Yes. Is there anyone representing this property on the line?
Jorge Vargas, I am the engineer on record representing the my client, Carlos Miranda, which I believe he's also on the call.
Okay, and can you give me your name again, sir? It was unclear.
Yeah, Jorge Vargas, professional engineer doing the engineering work for this project.
Thank you, and I believe our other caller on the line, caller number 6, is Mr. Miranda. Mr. Vargas, did you have any further comments, or Mr. Miranda, before we move to the council?
No, at this moment.
Sorry, sir, I did not hear you.
Okay, no, at this moment, no.
All right, thank you. Council members, any further questions before we move to a motion? Anyone from the public with questions or comments? Council members, back to you for a motion and or discussion.
This is Darlene. I move to grant the waiver for vertical acceptability on the basis of economic hardship.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Go back to your seconds.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion to grant this waiver based on economic hardship, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion stands. I'd also like to note Mr. Larry Schneider indicated he was on the line. We have Mr. Brad Schiffer also on the line for our meeting minutes for today. Do we have any other council business or any other public comment at this time? Council members or staff, any comments or questions? Hearing none, the time is 2:27, and we will call our meeting adjourned. Ladies and gentlemen, have a very good afternoon. Thank you for your time today.
Have a good day. No longer be.